I really do feel that having done the work of raising kids, that now really anything is possible for me.
This is Finding the Throughline, the show that gives you inside access to honest conversations about the creative process. I'm Kate Hanley. Welcome back to Finding the Throughline, my interview with Daisy Alpert Florin. If this is the first you're hearing of Daisy, go back 2 episodes ago and hear her full bio, and then keep listening to find out the practical things that helped Daisy do her work and led her to this point being a novelist, as well as the inner stuff we covered in the most recent episode. Today, I'm going to be asking Daisy about what's currently brewing for her and what she knows at this moment about where her personal through line is leading her next. So, Daisy, as you are kind of thinking about what's coming up next for you, are there creative role models who kind of give you inspiration?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, in the most generic answer, I would say Taylor Swift is someone I just can't get enough of. Shocker, like every other person right now. But I mean, there is something about her. When I watched her, I went to see her tour and I watched her movie, and I was just in tears about the emotional connection that she creates through her work. I mean, it's her storytelling and the way she's just been able to, she has accessed something that I will not be able to define, but she makes me want to go back to the page. Like, she just kind of fills my cup so much.
That is so sweet. That is awesome. And now you have all these ways to engage with her content, like beyond just the streaming her music, which is great.
It's true.
Well, this is like beyond the creative realm. Do you have models for just living a great life?
I feel like I do. I mean, I have only one living parent right now. I lost my mom a long time ago. And I talk to my dad almost every day, and he's 85, and he still gets up and walks around New York every single day and goes across on the crosstown bus to Zabar's and chats with his friends and goes to lunch. And I mean, he is really an inspiration to me of how you just keep getting up and keep going. And some of his friends, he has a friend around the same age, and her name is Davina. And Davina was recently widowed, and she does not, like, the grass does not grow underneath Davina. I mean, she is just on the go all the time, visiting friends, traveling, going to shows and operas and whatever, and reading books. And I just want to stay connected and hopefully healthy in my body and my mind, and just like engage with new content all the time. That's one of the things I love about having my kids, my teenagers. I mean, they think I'm terribly like old fart, but I'd be much worse without them. They keep me keyed into everything, or not everything, but a lot of things. And I love that.
Yeah. What glimmers do you currently have of where your through line might be guiding you next?
I want to just keep doing creative work and writing novels and making more connections with people like you in my community and my writing community, meeting writers. I just feel like there's no end to what the world can give me if I just keep following my gut, which is what I've sort of done so far. The people that interest me, the people that sort of feed and nurture me and aren't drains. Just stay away from those drains.
Yes. And what's your grooviest idea, just your most delightful picture of what might be coming up in the future for you?
Well, I am hoping to sort of, I love watching my kids create their lives. And I think I always thought it would feel sad when my kids quote unquote left me or went and created their own lives. But now I'm starting to see the ways that their lives and the course that their lives take can only enrich mine. So I think that just being able to observe them and witness what they do is a thrilling concept, and in sort of in tandem with my own growth and development. I mean, I really do feel that having done the work of raising kids, that now really anything is possible for me.
Yeah, I love that. And thanks for sharing that, because, you know, my kids are just sort of coming into their full teenagerdom, where I'm reckoning with the fact that they are going to be leaving soon. And it's like, it never occurred to me before. So I've been doing a little, I think, preemptive grieving, but it's really nice to hear the flip side of that, is that it's like the dawn of this adult relationship.
Yeah. It's thrilling. I mean, I don't have all of mine out yet. And so talk to me in a few years. But my older son's away right now in another country. And I don't even feel like I need to be in that country. I'm just like happy to hear his story sort of live. I live very vicariously through him.
That is so cool. Daisy, is there a book or a show that you have just stayed up too late reading or watching lately?
Well, I mentioned it before, but the movie Anatomy of a Fall. I go to sleep very early. And so anytime we start a movie, it is a guarantee that we're going to watch it over two, maybe three nights. But that one, I couldn't stop. I stayed up well past my bedtime to finish that one. So that movie I recommend, Anatomy of a Fall.
Okay, great. And you watched it at home. You were streaming and wasn't.
I watched it at home. Oh, yes.
Fantastic. Okay, great. And then do you have a go-to morning beverage?
Well, coffee. Coffee is very important. Coffee with half and half and one spoon of sugar.
Okay.
Is my current. I mean, that's my current version of the coffee, but yes.
I got it. And the coffee itself, is it some kind of fancy coffee or?
No, it is not fancy. And my husband, bless his heart, makes it for me every single day so that when he goes out of town, I feel like I don't know how to make it. I mean, it's really pathetic. But yeah, it's like the drip coffee maker. We get it ground. We don't have a grinder. I mean, it's real. It's not Folgers, you know. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
they're a little higher end, but still supermarket brand.
Okay, fantastic. Well, as a non-coffee drinker who has always had coffee drinking roommates, like coffee snob roommates and a coffee snob husband, I would just like to thank you for buying it ground, because the sound of a coffee grinder first thing in the morning is just horrendous.
And it's so, really bad. Yeah. Yes. You're welcome. I
appreciate that.
I agree.
Okay. It is some time of day when you are lagging or you need to bolster yourself in some way, shape, or form. What song do you listen to or style of music?
Well, we talked about Taylor, so we'll talk about Taylor. But specifically, her album 1989, that came out. We talked a little in the last episode about in my 40s and the Trump years and all of that. And I feel like that album came out around that time. And the song Bad Blood just really kind of captures something for me. So that would be the one if I really needed to put my game face on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about that really high pitched, hey, that's just like, I'm going to go out there. Yes. So, place us in your favorite time. Now, it could be a time of day, it could be a day of the week, a month, a season, but where is just like the sweet spot for you?
So my birthday is in May and it's May 10th, so you can send me a card. And I have always loved my birthday being in May. And May 10th, I don't know, there's something about that time. I feel like I always have nice weather on my birthday and I can always wear like a new spring outfit on my birthday. So I would say right around my birthday is my favorite time.
It is a great time of year. And I say that not just because my birthday is May 16th, but...
What?
I know.
You see?
It is. I do feel like My birthday is when I wear my first like springy outfit, like cute
totally.
Outfit.
Yes. You sort of debut it. We debut our spring looks.
And if someone said they would make you or order you absolutely any meal that you wanted tonight, kind of like when you were a kid and your mom said, what do you want for your birthday? I mean, assuming that we had that experience, I do that for my own children. I'm not sure I had that experience as a child, but what would your answer be?
God, my relationship with food since I've been a parent has been so like ruined that sometimes I feel like I don't even know what I want to eat anymore because I'm always like, who wants this and who likes that? And my husband's a vegan and all of this stuff. So it's yeah. like sometimes when I have that ability, this is probably the hardest question of the whole interview, Kate. I still think like a New York slice of pizza would be on the top of my list, a little red pepper flake on top, a Coke with ice cubes, and probably like a green salad on the side with that really like sort of Italian dressing, you know? I feel like that would just be a great meal. Really greasy. The greasier, the better.
Perfection. Perfection. Yeah. And then is there anything that you want listeners to know about where they can connect with you or what you have going on?
Yeah, I'm lively on Instagram. So you can find me on Instagram at Daisy Florin. And on my website, daisyflorin.com, you can sign up for my Substack, Girls with Feelings, which I send out from time to time. And that will keep you updated on all my doings.
Excellent. And as we speak, My Last Innocent Year just came out in paperback, right?
Yes, yes. You can buy it wherever books are sold.
Which I don't know about everybody else's book group, but my book group tends to want to wait for the paperback. So like Ooh. Now's the time.
Yes, same great book, same new nifty, cheaper package. So now's the time for your book group and your grandma.
Thank you so much for being here, Daisy.
Thank you, Kate. It was a pleasure talking to you.
And thanks to everybody listening. And we will be back next week to ask another writer mildly invasive questions about their personal throughline. Finding the Throughline airs one interview per week, broken up into three episodes that come out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free. Skip the ads and get each interview in one longer episode by becoming a paid subscriber at katehanley.substack.com. Even if you aren't ready to get out your wallet just yet, become a free subscriber at katehanley.substack.com and receive the full show notes with links to everything my guests and I cover. However you listen, thank you. Finding the Throughline is edited by Sound Advice Strategies. Connect with me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. And come back next Monday when I'm having a conversation about the creative process with an entirely new person. Until then, wishing you a great weekend.